100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Landry, the Dynamic Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. And thank you again for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. It's been quite a journey. Glad to be back with you. Glad to be back in the saddle. We have finally finished our transition from Michigan to Tennessee, right here, the Nashville, Tennessee area. And good to be back. Thank you for continuing to listen and helping to make us recently the number one listen show on the Shawnee Radio App. So thank you very much. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it up. Let's keep it rolling. But as I said before, it has been quite a journey. And it's, like I said, once again, I'm excited to be back. I hope you have enjoyed some of the throwback issues or programs that I've shared with you during my hiatus, if you will, in my transition and preparing to relocate here to Tennessee. There's a lot going on in the world. I know the world hasn't stopped turning since I've been making my transition and my changes. In particular, I found it to be interesting, the debate about whether or not people should get vaccines. In fact, right here in Tennessee, I've discovered that there is a very high rate of people that refuse to be vaccinated. And vaccination, what you put in your body, is within your rights. People don't have a right to tell you you must take a vaccine, but there are consequences. And there are actually risks on either side. My suggestion to anyone is to get as much information as you can about the variant, about the vaccines, about everything you need to know. Because the truth of the matter is, there's only so much factual information that you're actually going to be able to get about any vaccine. Anything you put in your mouth. I don't care if you shop at Whole Foods. I don't care if you think you get your food from the purest place on earth. You don't know exactly what's happening underneath the earth. The fact of the matter is, every day that we live, we take a risk. You take a risk getting out of the bed in the morning. Do you realize you take a risk going to the bathroom when you choose not to turn on the light while you walk to the bathroom? You could stub and literally break your toe and end up in the hospital just because you had to go to the bathroom. Listen, I want you to make intelligent choices for yourself. You've got exactly one life to live. Just one. And so let's all make the best of it. Let's all make the best choices we can make for ourselves, because at the end of the day, the choices that we make are for our own survival. And that's a critical point, because at the end of the day, what we want to do is make sure we don't run into stuff that's going to hurt us. Because, hey, let's face it, life is risky. You can be driving down the freeway and somebody decides, you know, today's the day I'm just going to shoot up the freeway. Today's the day I'm going to do something drastic. You know, so you can't live your life in fear. That's the one thing you don't want to do, is to live your life based on fear. Because I tell you what, you'll miss some very beautiful sunsets if you do. But listen, it's good to be back. It's good to be with you. It's been a tremendous experience making this transition from Michigan to Tennessee. And I must say that the difference is absolutely 100% superior to where I was in terms of the experiences that my wife and I are having here in Tennessee. It's incredible, and I'll share more about that as time goes on. I want to take a short break, and when I come back, I want to talk about risk and reward. Are you winning or are you losing? Tell me what side you're on. Let me know. Be back in a second. Welcome back once again. It's good. As I know I keep saying it's good to be back, but it really is. I've really missed communicating and connecting with you all, so bear with me if I continue to keep saying that over and over. I'll try to be mindful of it. But I want to talk about risk and reward. Making significant change in life gives you a different perspective. It makes a lot of difference in how you experience life and what life is like for you. But I hope you've been having fun. Hope you've been keeping yourself safe, paying attention to the things that are going on in the world regarding COVID and the variant. I'll tell you something. This journey that I have taken to make a move to Tennessee has been nothing short of miraculous. Just a magnificent journey that it's been. I've seen God do some tremendous miracles, literal miracles in the midst of this move. That's not what this show is about today, but I will say that the reality of God in your life, if you are missing on it, I'm telling you, you are missing out on the best that life has to show you and to reveal, because to see and experience miracles in your life in real time is one of the most refreshing, rewarding experiences I believe a human being can have. So just want to put that bug in your ear. I know that sometimes you run into kooks and people that have kooky ideas about God, and they try to treat God like he's some type of genie that's in the lamp waiting for you to rub it and get some magic out. But it's so much more real than that. So much better, so much more interesting than the kooky stuff that you hear. So just want to put that little nugget in your ear to let the reality of God into your life. Not this hocus pocus stuff, but the reality. Once again, I also add my comment, a bit of qualification as to why I take the moment to equivocate with regard to discussions about God because of the behavior of certain religious groups that people may turn their nose up at or be turned off by because of the strange things that people do when they express their belief in God. But I'm mentioning these things that are related to God because of what I have experienced. I'm simply here as a living witness to let you know. Don't get caught up in the craziness because it's real. And I want you to have an experience for yourself. I want to encourage you to just take the journey with me, listen, discover for yourself that all that you want to do, keep. All I want you to do, all I'm asking you to do, is keep an open mind. All I want you to do is keep an open mind about God. The real deal is the proof. The one thing only an idiot will argue with is results. And things that God does in reality that you can see with your eyes. Well, if you doubt that, then, you know, do what you will. But let's talk about risk. Let's talk about risk and reward. I've been thinking about risk and reward. My new living and working environment is so drastically different and superior to where I was that I currently find myself in a bit of a contemplative, thoughtful mode. What does it take to go from dreaming about the life you want to driving in it, swimming in it, feeling completely nourished and fulfilled by it? What's the secret? I used to live with my face pressed up against the proverbial glass, if you will, watching others seemingly float through life, having everything handed to them, until I took a much closer look and discovered a necessary truth. Everyone living an extraordinary life has paid an extraordinary price to be where they are. To understand that, you must look beyond the happy photos of them surrounded by luxury and what appears to be friends. I remember growing up with a friend whose family had come to be very well off over what seems now to be a very short period of time. It seemed like my friend, that all of the girls were just fawning all over him, and I thought they just loved the guy because, you know, they thought he was attractive. But what I discovered as we became adults, and one thing that he shared with me much later as we became adults, is that those girls weren't fawning over him. What they were doing was jockeying for financial position. They were trying to position themselves essentially to take advantage of my friend. What's my point? What exactly am I saying about success, about the trappings of success? What am I saying about luxury? Does success mean you'll only have superficial friends? Is uncertainty of motives the price to be paid for incredible achievement? Even if the answer to these questions is yes, even if the answer were yes to all of the questions above, the same can be said about living a meager, uneventful life of struggle and lack. Get your face off the glass and stop comparing yourself to other people, and stop defining it by people you don't even know. That is why I encourage people to tap in to the mind of God, our Creator. No one understands success better than God. Think about it. He successfully created the universe, the very planet that nourishes you, that feeds you, the planet that gives you all that you need, is His idea and His creation, and the planet has continued to spin, depending on the way you map time, for millions of years, for some 6,000 of years, but it has been consistently spinning for all of recorded history. But you think about that. So when you think about success, who would you want to hear more about success from other than the one who is the author of success? There is no better instructor. He's not here to give us the power to wish for wealth, to hope for it. He actually gives us power to acquire wealth, to maintain wealth. God is well able to grant you with the resources, the materials, all that you need to become wealthy if you want it, if you desire it, if you want abundance. But he puts that choice squarely in your hands. Let's go back to this idea of risk. I was watching the news and I saw something that was very interesting. And I could tell by the answers that the woman objecting to the vaccine was truly motivated by fear. Some people have a wait-and-see attitude. Well, let's see how many people die before I take this particular vaccine. But people talk about the vaccine is the only means by which a person may die. There are many ways which a person may die. The fact of the matter is none of us are getting out of here alive. That's just how risky life is. But that's part of what makes life so very precious. Is because in some ways the uncertainty, you don't know when your last breath is, you don't know when your last sunset is, so you want to take it all in. So if you have the opportunity to live an absolutely extraordinary life, I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to take advantage of every sunrise, every sunset, every walk along the beach, every fine chef-crafted meal that you can experience, and all the fine beverages that you wish to enjoy, the finest wines, whatever your desire. Experience it. Because one day, we go on to the next aspect of whatever life is. We haven't been to the next adventure. This is the one we're on right now, and this is the one that we need to make the best of. But I was watching the news, as I was saying before, about this woman, as she, the young lady was talking about, she was ready to lose her job rather than take the vaccine. Once again, her own choice. But what is ironic is that her own mother had been a victim of COVID-19 because she hadn't been vaccinated. The lady spent, her mother spent several months in the hospital on a ventilator. And in the news report, the interview, they asked the mother how she felt about that. She said that she hoped that her daughter would change her mind because her experience taught her that this is very serious and that for all intents and purposes, it probably, most likely, could have been avoided. Vaccination isn't a vaccination against death. We're all going to die. But if it gives you a better opportunity to survive and to enjoy more of life, wouldn't you want to take that particular risk? It's up to you. Or you may feel that your immune system is strong enough to handle all that you need to fight off the germs and disease. And if that is true of you, then by all means, go for what you know. But I'll reiterate this once again. Get as much information and factual information as you can. But whatever you do, please don't make an assumption that you're right without the proper information. Don't throw away the resources that could be yours based on a whim or a fear. It's far better to get as much factual information as you can so that you can make your own informed decision as to whether or not you are going to participate in what some may think is a vaccine that arrived too soon. But what is ironic is if there was no vaccine, people would be complaining about the fact that there is no vaccine. And probably some of the same people that are refusing the vaccine now would be the very ones complaining about its absence. Here's the truth about life. What you have is right here and right now. No promises about the future. What you have is this moment. And for that, you might want to find yourself truly grateful and appreciative. Because it will not always be. All of us will not have robust health. We will not have the best of foods to eat. All of us will not have the same experience. And the reason some of us won't have similar experiences is because of the risks we are unwilling to take. How many a man has been hurt by one woman and decides he will reject all women because his heart has been broken? Billions of women on the planet, and one heartbreak convinces him that he doesn't want to try anymore. That is his choice. But the question you must ask is not what if I'm wrong. The question you must ask if what is what if I'm right. What if she can love me the way I can? What if he will care for me the way I've always dreamed I would be cared for? What if? What if is a powerful question. What if my idea is accepted? And what if instead of failure, I end up with phenomenal success? What if instead of no, the world decides to tell me yes over and over and over again? Believe it or not, often what we experience in life is based on our expectation of it, as well as the work and effort we are willing to exchange to achieve our desires. There is no genie in the lamp. The genie is actually inside you in the form of the work you're willing to put in to whatever it is you desire to acquire. So the real question is this. The real question about wealth and success is actually very simple. It's not complicated and it's not hard to understand, but sometimes people mystify things to give them a reason to remain seated. They say that it's not possible so that they don't have to try. Some people don't try because they're afraid of disappointment. I've heard about the fear of success, but that's something I really don't understand. If you've never had success, how can you fear it? How can you know its power? How can you know its influence if you haven't experienced success? So why in the world would you be afraid of it? I believe If you're going to fear something, you should fear not trying. You should fear poverty. Because no matter what you do in life, risk is always going to be there. There's risk in poverty. There's risk in riches. But here's the difference between risk in poverty and risk in wealth and riches. You eat better. You look better. You feel better. Even in the midst of trouble. In poverty, you don't eat better. You don't feel better. You just wish that you had more of what you don't have. You don't have to live a life of lack. You don't have to, but you can choose to. You know, I want to share this experience, this encounter that I had a few years ago. I volunteer for a religious organization that seeks to help the homeless and the hurting. And I used to have assumptions about the homeless until I had a conversation with one man that was giving us some information. He himself was a homeless individual. And obviously we felt that, well, the best way to understand the homeless is to invite them to the table. And so there he sat at the table and he said something to me that actually astonished me. He said for him, being homeless was easier than having a home. He talked about the fact that he didn't have to pay bills. He talked about the fact that it was just easier living on the street, just finding some place to get out of the cold. But it was what struck me the most was the fact that he made a choice to be homeless. So please never forget that. People make choices every day about how they live. And it is well within their rights. And we need not make assumptions about why some people don't choose success. Or to them, success is homelessness. Success is life without pressure of responsibility. And if that's what they call success, for them, that's exactly what it is. As for me, I'm not going to call it that, but that's that person's right and privilege as a human being to define their own personal brand of success. And that is what we must all do. We must not look at other people's lives and make assumptions about what success is and what it is supposed to look like. The phrase is, to each his own. And I believe there's a lot of truth to that. I respect that. But for most of us, I believe that we see success differently than the absence of responsibility. So the real question about wealth and success is this. What do you want? Yes, it's that simple. What do you want? I remember a story, about Jesus asking a blind man. He asked him, maybe he was blind or he was lame, but the question was, do you want to be made whole? He did not assume that the individual wanted to be made whole. he asked the question. And so I ask you once again, what do you want? You've been listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. It's absolutely fantastic to be back in the saddle. Now you go out there and you have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose. And you know, I mean that.
The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!